begin the current daven, sechta b'sachem daven, daven, begin on the days, begin on the Tuesday, the master, begin on the Gemara, lav mishum the cheskas, and vodik, isn't it because we could presume that it was already checked? Which basically explains two different ways the Gemara's proof, and the question that the Gemara said, well then let it say, kolabatim cheskas bedukim. The Gemara's trying to attempt a raya regarding if you come on an apartment that you rented on the 4th of Nisan, can you, and the guy's not around, can you presume that it was checked on us? The Gemara brought a raya from a brice. Everyone's believed regarding Bir Chametz, even women and slaves and minors. Now, they're not usually believed. Rather, isn't it as our Taisa Demas quotes in the Gemara? Must be because we presume that it was checked, and that's why we believe them. Says Taisa Tim, it's a wonder. What was the Gemara's Habimina? What do you mean? If there's a presumption that it's checked, then why, as the Gemara says this Tempest, what do you need their testimony at all then? So my Marie, the Reese says like this. The Marie Kirin Jabalabai Spear. We're talking about the guy actually is in town, the owner. Now, even though we could presume that it was checked, but given the ECB, since he's in town, you would have to ask him, did he check or not? That's what it's effective. This testimony of these individuals, the minor, the woman, etc., that we don't have to ask him. But that's, again, all based on the premise that it's a cheskas abadik, and that's what the Gemara is trying to bring around. Now, the question then is, regarding untithed produce, we rely on the presumption of the chavur. They didn't even ask him, even if he's around. And they were saying in this halacha, even the Marat's markets are like a chavur. So then why would you have to ask the guy to say that you believe the women and the children and the slaves? That's different over there, because over there, the kimin shalech, the guy sending to someone else to eat it, we can presume he fixed it, and you don't have to even ask him. That the person shouldn't come to stomach block. But here regarding him having checked his apartment before he gave it over to the renter, it's not true, because even if it wasn't checked, it wouldn't be such a stumbling block for the one that rented it, because biblically it's enough for just being mavatlit with kolchamira, the kach tzach l'shal, but you actually would have to ask him imubeir. And that's a saying that when these people are around, the minors, that you don't have to actually ask him. Now, by that, Omaski, that's what the Gemara concludes and says, wait a second, iches kasei badik, if it's really true, that presumption that it was already checked, then the Gemara says, kolabatim cheskis bedukim in boi. Then it should have said, all the houses are in presumptive state of having been checked, not that they're, that these other individuals are believed. So what does this mean according to the interpretation we're giving right now? It says Taisus. Meaning to say, if you would have said it, kolabatim cheskis bedukim, umemele yedina that my divo we would have known, you tell me that the house is presumptively checked, I would know that what these people are saying, an inferior testimony would be believed. And that is what you're trying to tell me is the chiddush. I know that you wouldn't have to ask that balabais, even if he's in the town, because of the wording of cheskas ibadik. And therefore, that's the wording that it should have said. That's one interpretation. Vayit Pirshri, the Reis says the interpretation in another way. He says, to answer Tais' original question, he says, the Gemara originally assumed that we're talking about the Amri Hani, that this Nashim Avadim Gitanim, what they're saying is, they're actually telling us, Lo Hayabadik, that it wasn't checked, and what should you believe us? That Vanam Badak, that we checked it, to make sure there's no Chametz. That's what the Gemara's proof is, the Iches Kazibadik, if you say that the presumptive is that it was checked, then we could believe them. Why do we believe them? We don't usually believe them. Because they have a Migui. The Bayashaski, had they wanted, they would have been sound, and then we would have gone with the original Chazaka. That's why we believe them. But if we don't go with such a Chazaka, that it's checked. I'm Amahamni, why don't we believe them? Obviously, it's because Chazaka's body. And that part of the Gemara asks, well, if that's the case, the Gemara's words are, well, then it should have said all the house of Bechesk Bedukim, not that they're Nemanim. Meaning, if we would say Bechesk Bedukim, which is really the underlying principle anyway, then we, of course, we would know that they're believed. Benigur, where to make it that they could have been silent. And therefore, that's why it should have said Bechesk Bedukim and not Akol Naman. So, it says you give two different interpretations for the Gemara's proof that the house of Bechesk Bedukim, even though the Bryce is saying that they're believed, first interpretation is saying that because the homeowner is there in town. And you would have to ask him. But that's what's saying, that these people, the Nashim Badik Gitanim, will exempt that. Then the Gemara's question that, well, then I should have said, Kolabat Mechazi Badukin, he is saying that if I would have said that, I would know already that they're believed. Second version interpretation is that we're talking about that the Nashim Badik Gitanim are saying that it wasn't checked by the owner, we checked it. And that's what's saying, that must have been that the house of the chesed b'dukim, because we wouldn't believe them. And that's the Gemara's question. Then it should have said, kol bat chesed b'dukim. Then we would know that they believe because of the migur, the boishaski. And therefore, that's two interpretations of what the Gemara's original havamina was, which without Taisus, it's difficult. What's the havamina? Makatim ties the next to the master that begins with the Gemara. Midaraisa, because biblically, bibitl ba'amasagi. That biblically, it's enough just to nullify the chametz. Tosafos explains why. Why is it that biblically sufficient? When the Gemara says, "Oh, we believe the nashim gitan mabadim because it's a rabbanon with the bedika, because biblically it's enough with bittel." So Peshbuk and Rashi explains because of mitzvah tashpisu, the obligation of getting rid of the chametz. The words the Torah says is tashpisu, from like shavas of stopping it. But like tzivis sabar, it doesn't say you have to get rid of it. Amash b'as believe me. Obviously, you just have to stop it by like just nullifying in your heart. Which says the kashlu, that's difficult to read because the hayash b'asa actually havari is actually burning it. The late bittel, not nullifying like Rashi says. How do we know? This Gitan Mishmaim, we learn the Brice in the Sudya, Rabbi Kiva Ime Einsar. Kiva says, you don't have to bring the sources that you had brought to tell me, how do you know that you have to do Bir Chametz and Erev Pesach? How are you going to Tashbisu? It says, on the first day you do Tashbisu, Umetzinu La'avar Shi'av Malacha. We know Havara is a Malacha. And therefore, obviously, Rishon can't be the first day of Yom Tov, it has to be Erev. But one thing we see is that, obviously, he's using the word Tashbisu to say Havara, which is burning it, not just being mevatlet. But like moreover, says Tosafos, that Tashbisu mean l'kamon. The Gemara tells later on regarding Tashbisu, which says ach b'yom Rishon Tashbisu is chalak. Okay, so we split up the day, which is erev Pesach, shum shesh shoyes l'malo, which is from 6 hours and on, and that's when you do Tashbisu, because ach says after the first half of the day, because ach is like splitting it in half. Problem is, ach yisura, once it's forbidden after 6 hours in the day, lemehani bittel. Then bittel doesn't work anymore, like the Gemara says, because then you don't own it anymore. So, but if tashbisu means bittel, like the way Rashi says, how are you doing it after 6 hours is there and Erev Pesach? So, Rav Avraham Reed says a different interpretation. It says dimin deraisa biblically, but bittel b'amasagi. The reason why it's sufficient to do bittel is mitam for the reason the ma'achash bittel, because once you nullify it, have a hafker, it's ownerless. V'yatzer mishusoi, it's out of his domain. U'mutan, it's permitted. I it's still in this house. Like the Gemara tells us, that you could see a non-Jews or Hekdish's chametz in your property. That's what Bittel does. But then he says, but this the Gemara says, of Meim and of Hefka of Neishleisha. Hefka has been done in front of three people, and here he's doing it in his heart. Says, you don't have to have that, and if it's enough, to nullify it by yourself, but it's working as the halacha of Hefka. Chinnik says, Matzah begins with the Gemara Hemnu, Rabban Midrabban. The rabbis trusted the Noshim Batam Gitanim by rabbinic law, which Tosafos says that when do we trust Nashim Avadim? By rabbinic and biblical law, and when are Ketanim also in that category? Because here we put Nashim Avadim Ketanim, that they're all believed regarding the Bedikah was done. Says Tosafos, Avagav Dechal Davashu Biyadim. Now, although anything which is within a person's ability, Mehemnin Luhul Nashim Avadim, we go ahead and we trust women and slaves, Asal Medir Aisa, even by biblical law. You tell me it's over, but in rabbinic law. We see this concept of biblical law even. The Maisa Mechal Yom, we find this every single day. Stories, we trust the woman and the slave regarding that they slaughtered appropriately and that they took out the forbidden fats. She gives her husband to eat untithed produce. And then, oh, she did it that way, he has rights for divorce. But it sounds like because generally he relies on her regarding that she took off the challah from the dough and she took off the tithe. So that's regarding biblical law. Why do you think it's only regarding rabbinic law? That's a taste. Mekamakim is still gabi bedikas chametz. By the checking of the chametz, avagav de biyadim, although it's in there, you have the ability to go out and do the bedika, but we have to say it's only because it's rabbinic law. Because mekamakim, even so, even though it's biyadim, you haven't been the rest of it's biblical, lay mamnila, we would not believe it, we would not trust them. And that's why we have to tell you because it's rabbinic. Why? Because it's extra. It's a very difficult effort to go ahead and do bedikas chametz. We talk to God. We have to be very precise. They explain that the reason why, if it was deraisa, we wouldn't trust the women. Because the women are lazy and therefore they wouldn't do an appropriate job. And therefore it's only because it's rabbinic that we trust them. Now, but chumen regarding how far a person could walk beyond this 2,000 amos on Shabbos, that's the rabbanon. They're actually, we only trust the woman and the slave, but like not a minor. In the time period gets like we find the Gemara Evidah from the Chesam of Eis, even the slave and even the woman is trusted to say, Adkan Tchum Shabbos, up until here is the boundary of the city limits on Shabbos. Not Bakhtan Lai, but it does mention minors. Why? Because they agreed Tay, because they're less, Midachashbul Bishmait and Bisaif, as we find that the Gemara says at the end of the Sugya section, the Ksubis and the Chesam and Aleph, that we find that these are, they're trusted to say testimony when they become adults, what they saw when they were minors. Adkan Yidim Halchem Shabbos, that up until this point, we would go on Shabbos, Mashmah, that sounds like a book cut in light. But as a minor, as a katan itself, he could say what he saw as a minor when he's an adult, but as a minor not. So says he says, "Hainim b'shem detchumen im b'yad miklal," because by tchumen it's not b'yad at all. You don't have the ability to grade the tchum. It is what it is. Minors are not trusted over there like they are, as we said over here, by the checking of the chametz. So Tais says the truth is not v'adam are trusted even by deraisa, but something that's b'yadam, and there's also it's easy. But something that's a big turcha, even though deraisa, we might be trusted, and then we have to say the reasons here that we trust them only because we're rabbinic. Now here, although we put k'tanim together, but tchum and k'tanim are not trusted because here it's b'yadam, and there it's not b'yadam at all. Next says the matter begins with Gemara. If someone leases out his house to his friend with the presumption that it was checked, and then he finds out that it wasn't, that's the Gemara's discussion regarding if it's a mekar toys or not. So Taisa proves that this must be talking about that it's before the 14th of Nisan, because what's bothering Taisa is what's the whole question about mekar toys? Go ahead, do the bedikah right now. So Taisa near the Rashba, it appears to the Rashba the Bishleish Asari to the 13th of Nisan. And that was saying, okay, well, the bedikah didn't start yet, but we thought he's going to do it. Now the question is, mekach tois or not? Because the Ba'abos on the 14th of Nisan, Alamaska Livdik, what do you mean? There's no mekach tois. Go ahead. You have to do the bedikah. It's already the 14th of Nisan. And therefore, it wouldn't be a mekach tois, but you just say, okay, do what you got to do. So next says, the master begins with the Gemara Uksib, and it says in the Pasuk, Ach Bayim Rishon Tashbisa. However, on the first day, you have to get rid of the chametz. Shteis explains, how do we explain the contradiction of the Pesukim, where the Gemara says, according to everyone, after 6 hours of the day, it's going to be forbidden. First interpretation of the Gemara brings from Abaya is because on the one hand, you have a pasuk, Chivas Yom, Tzerli Matzah Patechem, can't have any chametz all 7 days. Other pasuk says, however, on the first day is when you get rid of the chametz. So Pesha contrast, Rashi explains, meaning, when the Mechai B'yam Rishon Hashbim Vavak, that the obligation is to get rid of the chametz on the first day, Machal de Bektas Emut, it sounds like on the first day, but that means some of the day is going to be permitted. And that contradicts the other pasuk, which sounds like all seven, not even for one moment, and that sets the stage for Abaya resolving it and saying that you're right, Rishon doesn't mean the first day, means the day before Yom. But says such in the read, that doesn't seem to be correct to the read. Because that Tashbisu, this Tashbisu, as Tayyip said previously disagreed with Rashi, doesn't mean, like he said, Bittel, it means Havarahi, it means burning it up. And what do you mean? So that Beloit Tzivah Kasim, the Pasuk doesn't command you to go ahead and burn it, Elol Achi Yisuroi, only once it's forbidden. So you don't see anywhere over here that's permitted for any of the thing. Yeah, but Yemirishon Tashbisu, you burn it on the first day of Yom Tov, an hour into Yom Tov. But again, that doesn't tell us that there's any heter of it on Pesach. Loi Morva says the Rei, Imim Hashemayis the Yemirishon Mashem Muktzim Muktzim. If from the understanding of Yemirishon sounds like that's when you're going to do it, that means to say okay, but on it, but that means like a minute or two or an hour in is going to be permitted. Then Matzorach LaAch Cholik. Then why do you need to have the word Ach separating and saying oh, part is permitted, part is forbidden when we already know it from Yemirishon? But Miu, however, says Taisus, Lishna Shein is a Pesha conscious, but according to the second interpretation Rashi brings, the Ach is Chetz. The letters Ach means Chetz, which means cutting in half. But Ach is Beta, a certain way of every eighth letter, you pair them up, Asir Shabbat, that makes sense, because you're right, we know that part of Yom Tov is permitted, part is forbidden. But that interpretation is telling us that it's actually halfway point, and that we don't know without Ach. But the Rei says is a different interpretation. The Mitur de Krokodash, the exposition is actually from the extra words, which you don't need Ach Bayam Rishon, because we already know from the Pasuk, Shivas Yomim, that's what we're coming to Darshan to tell us that obviously it's the day before. But even more of them, the Ksiv Ach, the fact that it says Ach, the Shin come in Achalak, and the Gemara tells later what does Ach mean, means splitting it up. That's the part, that's why I was asking, that from the Ach is telling us Bayam Rishon, oh, and that obviously part of the day is permitted, part of it is forbidden. Well, that contradicts all the pasuk of Shabbos Yamim. That's what I'm saying. It must be talking about Erev Yom Tov. Tzinnik says the Mazda begins with the Gemara. Ve'ima l'rabbis leil chamisha asl bir. Maybe it's telling us that the getting rid of the chametz should be on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Tzinnik explains what the Gemara could have learned out. Because Abai was saying the source for the beer of chametz, which is Bayim Rishon, means Erev Pesach. Now, maybe it means the 15th of Nisan. So that we said he can't because all 7 days not. Then the Gemara says, wait, maybe it's including the nights of the 15th of Nisan, which I would have thought to say that the beer of chametz is only on the morning of the 15th of Nisan, and that's what you need the Ach Bayim Rishon to tell you. So it says, Taisa have a matzah, the Gemara could have answered Bayim, that it says in the Pasuk Bayim, which tells you, and not nighttime, like the Gemara tells us later on, so obviously then you can't learn it from Bayim Rishon regarding the nighttime, which the Gemara actually says on the question of regarding the night of the 14th regarding beer, could have said the same regarding the night of the 15th. And also, such as Mishani, when the Gemara ultimately does give its answer on this question, that says, no, it can't be that you're doing the beer on the night of the 15th of Pesach on the Seder night, because the Iskish Hashvas is Lachil Chametz, because we have a Hekish comparing getting rid of the Chametz to the eating Chametz, and the eating Chametz to the eating of the Matzah. Truth is, Leitzarch Likra the Maisi. We don't really need the Pasi that we're bringing. That Shivas Yom Sa'ar Le Matzah, that for 7 days you should not have any Chametz, because the fact that we equate getting rid of the chametz to the eating of the chametz, from that alone, you could have learned everything. Like Rabbi learns later on, that from this, that the Torah separates, that the Beyim Arishin, it says, ach, to tell you that half of it is permitted in eating the chametz. From that we know that Beyim Arishin must mean Erev Yom Tov, which is the 14th of them, is not Yom Tov itself, because in Yom Tov itself, that's already the time of eating matzah, which is compared to the getting rid of the chametz. Therefore, really, from the beginning of the night of the 15th, you have to get rid of it, like you have to eat the matzah then, and therefore, really, that pasuk is not necessary for this Gemara's answer.